Door-to-Door Con is right around the corner with Mastermind Day January 16th in Salt Lake City, Utah, with Tim Grover, author of Relentless, and Michael Jordan's coach. You also have Mark Eaton, former NBA All-Star. January 17th and 18th at the Salt Palace in Salt Lake City, Utah, you have Ed Milet, Coach Burt, Tim Grover, and many more famous speakers and workshops on how to improve your leadership, sales, and recruiting. Register today, DDDCon.com. For DDDU users, we have a DDDU after party Friday night. Don't miss out. Pre-register at DoorToDoorCon.com.
Hey, everybody. This is the D2D podcast. I'm here with Josh. I'm going to butcher your name.
Josh Breckheisen.
Breckheisen, spelt B something and something.
Yeah.
And you've got...
And just asked me to say his name.
Breckheisen.
No, thank you.
And
Josh B.
Josh B. And he is a former collegiate athlete, volleyball player.
National champion in volleyball.
BYU, baby. They got a good
riding the
bench
that year. But,
yeah.
Yeah,
but BYU was a good football player.
You have a national championship ring. Just shut up.
That's a big deal.
That's pretty cool.
He's a certified focus coach.
Extreme focus coach,
which Dave has helped him obviously get certified. And Dave Austin has been a... everything and anything. We were just talking about how he was in commercials and Cindy Crawford and him had a thing.
Oh my God.
I'm just kidding. I'm going to take this to a whole other level. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, let me tell you that story. No.
So he is a 3-time best-selling author. He has coached many high-performing athletes, especially in what, baseball has been
a big... I've been fortunate. You know, I've had a lot of different Major League Baseball players. I've had 4 players become MVPs for the Major League team, starting in minor leagues, though. That's the cool part.
So you kind of worked with them all the way up to...
How to perform at your highest, at your best, and it applies to everything. So I do NFL. I do the U.S. Olympic team. Many athletes with that. And I do Navy SEALs, Army Rangers, and I do businesses because the philosophies... I mean, the truth is, your biggest asset you have is right here. And most people don't know how to use it. So it's like getting your brain to work for you rather than against you. And you know what? We do it a lot of times where we work against ourselves.
Yeah. No, that's awesome. So I love meeting interesting people like this. So this has been a long time coming to do this podcast. And
yeah, we walked a long ways to get here.
So Dave has spoke all over the world. You've been on big stages and been, you know, featured in a lot of different things and helped a lot of different people. And we feel honored to have him and Josh speaking at Door-to-Door Con, which is going to be a phenomenal workshop, which is going to be, you're not going to want to miss this. So they're going to be jamming there on similar things that we're talking about on this podcast, but much more in depth in the mechanics of how to bring the beast out of your sales guys, which in my opinion is the biggest problem in today's leadership is they don't know how to teach their sales guys how to be beasts.
Right. Like, well, you know, the truth is, I mean, I've only been doing it for about 30 years. And you learn as you go. And because I was in sports, I was in really high pressure situations and we had a scoreboard. So it's like it was my laboratory. Ooh, maybe we should try this. Oh, maybe we should try that. And we'll talk maybe later in this podcast about the game ready. I'm on the plane to Scotland for the World Cup with the U.S. Olympic team. And I just kind of went, okay, I want something new. God, you got anything for me? And it just came to me, and it's been my trademark for at least 20 years and created in any aspect, whether you're in sales, whether you're...
Skiing down a double black, like you were telling me just barely.
Whether you're skiing down, and you need that extra boost to like lift into a whole different... I call it a shift of energy. It's like amazing. If you think, well, in this particular field, you're going up and you're getting slammed many times, right?
Yep.
And how do you shift your energy so you're always coming... And it's amazing. It's like Major League Baseball, if you think about it. I've had players that are in a Hall of Fame, right? And they're there because they failed 7 out of 10 times.
Come on.
I mean, how many 300 hitters are there? And not a lot. So you're failing 7 times out of the 10. So how do you get through that? And everyone doesn't even think of that. They just don't even know what we go through. Because I've had players that they'll go 0-for-5 and they're like, I'm quitting. I'm done. I'm over. I'm going, wait a minute. You're making $20 million a year. Stop. And you're one of the best players in baseball. Well, let's just get a gratitude. And, you know, believe it or not, I face that all the time. Because we look at ourselves as failure in the moment.
Yeah.
So you got to keep reshifting. You got to keep going. And so if you think of in this business... boom, you're going to a door here. You're going to a door here. And so...
Yeah, you're getting a lot more no's than you are yeses in this job.
And Josh, very I want similar. You to chirp in, because one of the things that, that I'm very fortunate, you brought up the book, The Beast Triggers, it's amazing how it can shift your energy. And you want to say anything on that? Because...
Well, yeah, I mean, that's
what you did. Even when you're going through the course, you were playing basketball and you completely shifted. You know? So you've had a personal experience yourself.
Yeah, so I started off just learning more about Dave, and then I'd started using it for myself because I thought, hey, if I'm going
to. He wants to win basketball games and volleyball games. Yeah, if I'm going to throw down.
If you guys are doing like company, you know, pickup games, like we need you guys to win here.
And he's fairly competitive, I've learned.
So, well, I just started using the Beast Triggers, which is what we call the system for the Be a Beast program. And as I used them, I just found myself effortlessly overcoming things that used to be obstacles to me. And as far as how I processed and how I perceived things during performance. Mm. And then I decided to take that not just from sports, but start applying it to sales. And I was like, okay, now it's working with sales too. And so I just got really passionate about it as I did that. And that ultimately is what led us to come talk with you, is because I saw the application within sales, and I've been a headhunter for 13 years, which means, I mean, it's hard-nosed calling into companies and finding contact info. Everybody's, you know, telling you no, right? So it's very similar in that regard. It's, you get shut down all the time, right? So
yeah, and I think the key here when you're talking about leaders, how do you get your team to rise up? Well, you know, you can give them a motivational talk. And I'm good at motivating people, but that's not enough. Because, you know, once they're gone, that might stay for 2 or 3 days, and then they're out in the field.
We call it the first 5 doors are going to be great. Yes.
That's it.
But you know what I mean? You're like, I got them enough to get through those first 5 doors. That's a start.
Well, I like to say, like, if I have a weekend training, right? Yeah. I go, guys, guess what? Tuesday will come.
Yeah.
Tuesday will come. Yeah. It's like, what was all that stuff? I was so up, you know, I was this there. So I found the key to this is give yourself tools. So you're going with a toolkit with all kinds of ammunition, so to speak. So no matter what's hitting you, which Josh did brilliantly, is, hey, I can just keep shifting and I can use these things. But the key was to keep it simple.
Yes.
Keep it so simple.
It's like you're eliminating all the other noise. And so it's this hyper focus in your mind that allows you to achieve excellence in the most efficient way.
Okay, so let's slow this down a little bit. And a lot of people are listening going, I would love to be a beast on it. I would love to be this lion. You know what I mean? And so I want to kind of, like you said it's a Be a Beast system. You used the term game ready. And then you also used this kind of, what are the tools? What are the actual things we could do? And I kind of want to hit on those in their own, like, let's slow this down. So you wrote this book or philosophy or tools around this Be a Beast. And when we talk about beast, you meant literally the beasts of the earth, which are the crocodile, the eagle, the armadillo. And you have these animalistic attributes that you talk through in this book, which I think is so unique because, you know, you read all these motivational books and it's like you feel like sometimes it's just regurgitated information all over again, where this is something, it's the first I've heard of. How do we pull these animalistic characteristics out of, you know, this nature and apply the characteristics to our own beast, right?
Right.
Well, let's talk to me about
so,
that.
So, you know, no, that's top secret. I can't. So, you know, I mean, it's crazy. We have over 65,000 thoughts a day.
Yeah.
So our thoughts get in our way, right? So we have all these great animal instincts in us, but we lose it because of all these thoughts. So if we narrow them down, and you know, it's like I always say, which animal do I need right now in this situation? And we've got a number of animals. The book only covers the first 6, but we have an audio program covers 15, so that if you're listening to this before you go to each door, you're going to, what beast am I going to be? And they all are intertwined. It's beautiful. So can I give you an example?
Yeah, give an example. So that
the crocodile. Yes. You just mentioned the crocodile. So the crocodiles, you know, they were here at the same time as the dinosaurs. They lived and fed off the same land, you know? interesting thing is that I haven't seen a dinosaur lately. Crocodiles are thriving. Why are they thriving and dinosaurs aren't? Well, crocodiles became adapted to an ever-changing environment. I mean, come on. Is this environment changing rapidly more now than ever? We better learn how to adapt, you know, even in every situation. So we study the crocodile. How'd they do it? Well, they were able to, over the years, learn how to take their heartbeats down to 3 to 4 beats per minute. So they go into a real relaxed state. So when there's no food, they just get into that relaxed state. And so then the other thing they developed is when the Great Freeze came, they had skin so thick that their body temperature inside, as every other animal's dying off, they survived it. And then they even have eyelids that drop down that in really murky water that even with our best goggles we wouldn't be able to see, they can see perfectly. So this is what I mean by adapting to this ever-changing environment. And so that thought is, okay, how does that relate to me going up to a door? And I'm going to feel pressure, whatever just happened, or how do I bring myself back present? Well, we call the crocodile RESPA. R is in any situation, first you've got to relax. That's what the crocodile does. We have a video of a crocodile who for 3 months hadn't eaten, and the rains came back, and it moved about 3 yards. It took about, 19 days or something to finally get in a position. It's pretty fast, but the animals would have been flighty. And when it finally got in, the king wallaby tried to move the log away, and of course that crocodile ate. But it was really that R for relax. So how do you do it? You take a deep breath. And when the deep breath brings you back to the current moment, when you get uptight, you're now going off of your habits. Whatever your conditional habits are going to get in your way.
Yeah.
So the R is to relax. And from the R, you go to E in RESPA, which now I can evaluate. Because I'm in the present moment. I can see, okay, this is a new home. What just happened. But then I can go, what's my strategy?
Yeah.
You know, so that you're giving yourself a gift of changing your energy. And then P, just be a little patient to reflect back. Now, A is you go, your action is strong. It's not tentative. People feel energy all the time.
Yeah, you watch a crocodile act, it's like, boom! It's a snap.
It's boom. So you step into that energy. You have that energy available to you, but you just got distracted because someone slammed the door on you. So this gets you right back into RESPA. And then you come in, and in that, now you can handle the situation. I get asked a lot of times, well, how long should you RESPA? You know what? I have Major League Baseball players that have like a 98 miles an hour fastball coming to them. They got that long to RESPA, but they've learned to do it. And then sometimes you want to take a little time. Maybe you need something to shift that energy. I gave you a story of the game ready when I was on the slope just this past week, and it was radical. And the friend that I was with goes, hey, can you give a game ready right now? we're like, okay. Because otherwise, if we take this tentatively, it was not going to end well. I knew that. So we did the game ready, and it just shifted. We had a ball. And we're hooting and hollering. We just took it on with such a strength. So when you know how to shift the emotion on the spot, oh my gosh, you want to talk about winning in sales, you will be the number one producer. But I've got more and more animals, so you got this whole, I've had
this whole arsenal, I guess.
Yeah.
So you said there's what, 14?
Well, there's 15 in the training, and then we actually have 37 in the advanced, the overall thing. Yeah.
Okay. So it's kind of saying, okay, in this situation, let's extract the crocodile out of me. Let's bring in the RESPA. And that's like the technique. I think about it as like, I use different terms or ways that I've thought about this. And I love that this puts way more just structure to what I did. I ring a doorbell, and that time between them coming to the door and me ringing the doorbell, I know I've got at least 20, 30 seconds, right? Yeah. At least. And that would be a great moment to use a RESPA. It's like, I've got 20, 30 seconds. Let's relax. Let's evaluate. This is a new homeowner. I don't know anything about it. It doesn't matter what the rest of the day, and let's be patient because, I still have hours in the day. There's still time. Like, I'm going to be patient with this person. I'm not going to be antsy and jittery when I talk to him, and then let's freaking get the deal.
Yeah, like, boom.
Yeah,
it's done. There's a strength.
I love that.
I call it calm strength. It's powerful. It really is. And you're constantly putting yourself into that power position. And so when we talked about the game ready, which goes hand in hand, when you've RESPA, And if you ahead of time, a game ready, do you want me to talk about that now?
Yeah, so let's go into game ready. Unless you have, did you have
something else? Yeah, I wanted to add to that. Well, yeah, we talk about all of this, and when you study the science and how your breath affects the parasympathetic nervous system, and in the way that it stimulates your mind and the way it increases blood flow, it literally makes you more present and pushes out all the distractions in your mind and hones your body as well and strengthens your body. So you feel better. You actually get a boost of hormones in your body that help you be more present so that it takes away all those distractions. And that's the beauty of it, is things like RESPA that becomes just a trigger for you to say that can help you do
just
that.
The word. And, yeah, just like the word. Yeah, just the word.
You train.
And you know, you're like, okay, RESPA, boom, I'm in the zone.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
So
I love that.
What I did to really incorporate into my very being, so I don't have to think, I first would wake up and go RESPA, and I would consciously take a deep breath. So just doing that repetition. Now, when I'm in a radical situation, I did a thing where I was with some Navy SEALs and Army Rangers. They were giving me a gift of being out on, you know, seeing what it's like.
Oh, that's a great gift. Yeah. Never, please, if you're an Army person, do not ever put me in this gift.
So I was I was coming down a cliff and I fell, and I'm hanging upside down on a rock cliff, and I said, you know, I was ready to freak out, but they're all looking at me as a metal guy. Oh, let's see how he does here. And I really wanted to freak out, but I went respite. And also I took a deep breath because it's just...
Because you had been conditioned morning.
I've been conditioned. So now I can go, okay, evaluate this.
Yeah.
What's my strategy to get out of it?
What's interesting... So this is so interesting because if you're listening to this and you're in sales or in a leadership situation, I often say what is done off the doors is more important sometimes than what's done on the doors. And I say that, but I love this analogy of what you're teaching, because so many people, if they don't realize that off-the-door practice of RESPA, mental health, mental control, you know, your breathing control, things like that, and ability to practice that, when you get dude answers door with a gun and still can sell that guy. I've had that. Yeah. I have sold dudes screaming, calling cops, guns on me, and they finish 30 minutes later signing paperwork. And I'm not kidding.
Awesome.
Like,
awesome.
And I think some people listening to this might be like, nah, that's not true. I'm like, no, the good people, the guys that are like top 0.01% people, they have done that.
Yeah.
But it's because they've off the doors practiced this whole conditioning of dude answers are like, oh, that's a nice Smith & Wesson. Where'd you get that? You know what I mean? Like they immediately know how to... And I'm sure with professional athletes, you're like, they're on a different level.
It's all the same. Well, and that's the same thing. Yeah. Exactly. It's your prep. And even, well, you got to hear one of the Navy SEALs I worked with.
Yeah.
He talked about his prep. They're at a night raid in Afghanistan.
Yeah.
And, I mean, this stuff I can't even imagine. But he said that he was so well prepared. He had visualized and seen if anything went wrong, he knew what to do. So, he, you know, they jumped out of the plane. He's on his way down. The parachute didn't go.
And he has seconds to make a decision.
If he hadn't prepared himself to stay in the comp thing, he wouldn't have known what to do. But he'd already seen it so many times in his mind. His body just reacted, and he was able to get out of a very hairy situation.
So
imagine if he froze, which would be easy to do, right?
Oh,
what do I do? Well, he had prepared himself so well with seconds.
Yeah.
Boom. And he was alive to tell the story.
But this is the goal, is for it to become reactionary.
Yes.
Where it's just
it's instinctual.
It's instinctual.
Yeah.
Is the best way
we have that. Yeah. But we have to practice it. It's practice. We call them winning habits.
I love that. Winning habits.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's dive into the game ready. So
cool.
You've used this term and I'm still kind of curious, like, give me a game ready. Give me a game ready. You know, you have still professional athletes that'll call you, I need a game ready. You have a presidential candidate that was at your house this weekend that it was like, can you give me a game ready before going on a debate? Guys, that's what I'm talking about. This guy is hanging out with presidential candidates and you're coming to our event, which is dope. So if you are not registered, I'm sitting here going, man, come to our freaking event because I'm fired up for this workshop. So anyway, they say, give me a game ready. What the heck is that?
Okay. So, and you'll probably go, it's funny, anyone I coach, they go much more into the science of it because I did it just because I was inspired to create it. And my sons, I have a son who played professional football for 7 years, another son who played D1 football. They now tell me the science. And so Josh is a benefactor. He'll know more of the science than I do of what's going on in your body during a game ready. But if you think about it, which I said earlier, 65,000 thoughts, all these distractions, right? So how do we get zoned in? Because when I played professional tennis, there were moments when I go, oh my God, I'm in the zone. I don't know how I got here. Everything slows down. I mean, everything just feels so natural. It's so easy. I don't know how to keep it though. And it would happen and I wouldn't know why it happened. So I thought there's got to be a way that we can put ourselves in that state of flow more often, consistently.
Yeah.
And so first of all, we got to get rid of the distractions. So the first part of the game ready is that we just zone in on three intentions.
Okay.
Intentions are different than goals. Goals, we want to have goals, but goals are out of our...
out of a control.
Yeah, they're out of our control. Yeah.
Versus so, right. And intentions are completely in our control.
They're very specific behaviors and process.
So, for example, I intend to go 100% energy for this much time.
That could be an example, okay. Right? You control your energy. You have absolute control over how much energy you bring in your words.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and it depends on what works best for you. It all so a lot many times it's like calm strength. What does that mean? It just, oh, wait. Yeah. Calm strength. I'll stay in that place, you know, and then there's so many different things about
the it could be like it can just be so nuanced. Like I coach professional volleyball players because I played, you know, at BYU. And for example, we had a guy this week who is out there in France playing professionally, but he had to go play in the Euro Cup. They use a different ball. And he's a libero. That ball has the Mikasa ball that they use in the Euro Cup is much more explosive off your arms. So they're shanking balls left and right. And so we did a game ready for him. Specifically, one of his intentions was with that Mikasa ball and feeling the weight of the ball. And he didn't have a single shank in his actual match.
It's
after
crazy.
2 days of shanking it.
So it's
practice.
Like, what's your intention? It's like hands with the Mikasa ball.
Yeah. You know, it's just so cool. Crazy. So it's that simple.
Yeah.
But you got to narrow. And it, again, it's part of learning how to do this so it's natural for you. It might even be as simple as, I'm going to really enjoy meeting these people.
Yeah.
You know?
Hey, calm down. Enjoy it.
Yeah, enjoy it.
Versus get stressed.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And just that, it just changes your energy in a heartbeat. And it's like, crazy. So you just really get tuned in on your three intentions. So now you're there. And then what you do, we take a moment just to change the whole energy into take a deep breath and then just think about everything you're grateful for. I mean, it's crazy how that changes all your energy. You know, I constantly, when it happens for me, I also think, man, I've been married, you know, for 33 years. How awesome is that? I got four boys that I incredibly love. And so no matter how stressful it is, all of a sudden like, wait, what was I stressed about?
I have
about?
A great life.
Yeah, I got this. And look at this opportunity.
Yeah.
This is an amazing opportunity. I can take my income from $5,000 to $50,000 just by doing this. Oh my gosh. Whoa. I'm so grateful. And all of a sudden, your energy has shifted.
Yeah.
Now from there, we have you close your eyes. And then when you close your eyes, I have you... And Josh is doing this so well. I mean, you go through a gate and you then come into nature because nature is so powerful. It's amazing the strength you can get in a beautiful place.
Mm-hmm.
So again, you're shifting your whole being. It's like getting all those, everything out of the way and just going, wow. It can be a place you've been to before. It can be a combination of places. It can be something that you've dreamed up. But you're just going, wow. And you're just kind of into the beauty, and nature loves to be appreciated. So what it's doing is then we have you take a few deep breaths to breathe in the energy that you're getting. And there's so much here. It's just amazing. Emerson, you know, said, you know, if you really want true wisdom, take a walk in the woods. I thought, that, you know, and I do. I get energy when it's crazy.
Yeah,
I had a major league pitcher who was an all-star. He was, you know, a 21-game winner. I mean, I'm talking unbelievable. And he had a tree out beyond the field that whenever he needed, he turned and looked at the tree and went, and got all this energy off the tree because it's really done under what you believe. So he would then, any tight situation, he would turn and that tree did everything for him. It was funny how that was. I did the same thing when I played professional tennis. I didn't know when we were talking, when we came together, that he was already doing that. And I said, oh my God, I never really told people that sometimes when I needed it, I'm on a, you know, in a match, because I didn't know this stuff back then. I didn't have the whole system developed.
Yeah.
But I would look out and I see the trees, and then I would just, I don't know, I could feel the strength.
Soak up the nature.
And, you know, and just boom, now I'm ready. So then from there.
And that's where, and that, I would say that's where I get into the science stuff, and you look at positive and negative ions, and the way that the negative ions that are carried in trees actually feed us with energy. And so even just the visualization and imagining times where you've been there affects you, literally affects your molecular structure, right? It's amazing.
Wow. Yeah, it's crazy. And so
this is deep.
It just got deep.
So then, this is good.
So then what I have you do is see another gate at the other end, and you go through that gate. Now, after you go through that gate, you see yourself going to the door. You see yourself enjoying, you see yourself living the intentions you've done. Because what happens is your subconscious mind is going to do whatever it's familiar with. If it's not familiar with you absolutely kicking ass all the time and taking a no and going, okay, fine, boom, I'm going to the next one, and keeping the excitement, it's gonna fight against you. But the more you feed it, the defeats don't even, you don't even notice that. You're just feeding all the positive, and what you feed is going to grow. What you starve is going to die. So it's like, whoa, this is amazing. And so you're just feeding your mindset to that subconscious mind that's going to react in any situation of, I got this. I never won a pro tournament until I did this. I never won a pro tournament until after I retired, because I started coaching and I started learning this 8 years after I retired. I beat the number one team in the world in the finals. That's insane. But I'd learned how to do this. And if I can do it, I'm like, anybody can do it, you know, because I go, yeah, it's crazy. And it's just so amazing to watch. And just even last year, because we live here in Utah, I went up to watch the World Cup. And I tried to get connections with the ski team to say, hey, I live here. Can I work with them? Because I do U.S. Olympics, but they have a whole different national ski thing. They come together for the Olympics, but outside of that, they're in their own world. And it's like, no, we got this. You know, thank you, but no thanks. And so when I got up there, it just somehow it naturally happened where I gave the French team, three guys that are on their team, a game ready. And their coach was there, and I kind of talked what I did. He goes, yeah, go for it. Guess who ended up 1, 2, and 3?
Those three guys.
You know, so it's crazy. So once you have seen yourself do it, then you come back through the gate, and you come back into nature again, because this is your place that just, you just feel energized here. And then I have you go through, whether it's a waterfall, a stream, however you want to see it, you see this water that's so refreshing, so the clearest water you've ever seen, and you just cup your hands and drink from it, and you actually feel the water going through energizing your body. Now you're in this place of total strength, and you walk in that strength, and then you go and you walk out through that first gate, you open your eyes, you're ready to freaking ball it, you know, whatever you want to say.
So it's interesting, this method of tool, I guess you could say, this is a technique, this is a strategy to get you in a, you know, extreme focused beast mode, whatever you want to call that, where what do most sales guys do to get them fired up? What's the traditional way?
You flip on a song, you listen to Walk. Yeah. By Pantera right before you step out.
Exactly. It's like, what's my pump up song? I pound my chest and I go. Which is great, but I also think that it's shorter lived than really getting in a state of focus, in a state of appreciation and gratitude. Yeah,
as soon as you get that fear, that Pantera vibration.
Yeah, you're like, that song just went.
Well, that's what happened.
Turn quick.
You know, believe it or not, that's what happens in pro football. You wouldn't know it. I go in there and I see some coach, oh, we're going to go kill him. Yeah. And the music blasting, you got the headsets on. Let's go. We're ready. And all of a sudden, adversity hits. And they're like, oh, and it's just the whole energy changes because it's not sustainable.
After the kickoff, things are just normal.
It's like, wait a minute. What happened? And I'm not saying that's a bad thing, but if you add the dimension of getting yourself into this state of flow, all of a sudden the music will keep playing.
Yeah, we're not saying
even when you hit the adversity, now it's like, hey,
I know how to just deal with it.
Yeah.
I love this.
There was a film of, you know, Tom Brady. Why is Tom Brady still out there? I mean, he's 42 years old. How does, and, you know, if he went to the combines, and I trained some of the top quarterbacks before they went to the combines, right? I didn't Tom Brady. It was, but anyway, if he went to a combine, he'd be the lowest rated quarterback in that combine. The guards would be faster than him. I mean, it'd be like, this guy will never play pro football. Yet, who consistently beats everyone?
Yeah.
Tom Brady. And it's because he's learned his mental approach, right? And it's been, no one trains more than he does on this. So if you watch the Super Bowl, when they're playing Atlanta Falcons a few years ago, what was it, 25 points they were down?
It was 24-3 at halftime.
24-3 at halftime. What was he doing on the sideline? He's going, hey, guys. And it's not, and everyone, it's not phony for him. That's why people can follow him and buy into it. He's going, guys, what a great opportunity for a comeback. Now, that's, if someone else is saying that, that's not as committed as he is, and people know that, they're going to go, just shut up,
they
dude.
They will say that.
But because Tom lives and breathes it, he goes, what a great opportunity for a comeback.
Yeah.
And boom, what do?
They shift.
The energy changes, and they shift. My own son was down 17 points with 56 seconds left. I don't know if anybody's ever come back from that.
Other than University of Hawaii.
No. Played. This was when he was playing arena football for Cleveland, actually. Okay. And it was a nationally televised game. And whenever I need to pump up, I go watch that. Because I watched him in those 56 seconds completely beast out. And they won in the final. He was running all over the place. I mean, three touchdowns in that amount of time. They had never even tried to kick an onside 56. Kick. So they had to get two onside kicks, which they had never even tried. They got them. And I said, Shane, what were you saying in the huddle? And he said, all I was saying was, guys, we got time on the clock. See, instead of focusing on, we better do this, we better do that, it's like, we got time on the clock. Let's go beast it out. Let's make this moment special.
That's awesome.
And I'll show it to you. It's awesome to watch. I mean,
17 points.
I got asked to speak at the Business School of Harvard. And I got, you know, many times I just, you know, I get motivated to what I want to do. And somehow I said, I want to show them those 56 seconds. I'm thinking, but these guys don't even, they're not into sports. And I had a little bit of, oh, should I do this or not? And finally, I just go, ball it out. Do it. You had the inspiration. Follow through. Because I even have to talk myself that way, right?
Yeah.
Even though I coach it, I got to coach myself. And so comes time. We got a huge screen. You know, this is an auditorium, so there's probably 250 or whatever there. And I show that, and a lot of people in the room never watch football, not into sports. The whole place is giving that a standing ovation. I mean, the whole place
they're
erupted.
Like, yeah!
Yeah, yeah. Oh my God, whoa! You didn't give me a standing ovation. You gave the freaking, my son a standing ovation.
That's awesome.
And I even had a gal I was training in Israel when they were getting bombed a few years ago, and she was going into the huts, and she was showing that.
That's
crazy. And so, I had a chance to work with the Cleveland Cavaliers when they were going to go into the, the
NBA championship.
Yeah, championship and that. And so I actually, she wanted to come in to have that on her resume. I said, come on in. And then she told Shane's football team, which they played in Cleveland. And so she talked about how they had changed the course of Israel. They're just playing football, but even that changed the course of so many people's lives because she was in a position to do it. And she was giving hope, believe it or not, through football. Then everybody goes, football? What are you watching? Oh, my God. And it just gave them the courage to say, we can do this. And my son was just so kind of, you saw it in the steadiness of what he did. And they go, okay, yeah, we're having all these sirens. And it just helped shift how scary it was.
Yeah.
So it's crazy how it works in every aspect.
No, and I think in the business world, it's not talked about enough, in my opinion, is just creating this state of, I'm ready. Like, I'm in the zone. You know, I'm in the flow. You just watch an athlete in their flow, and you're like, whoa, he turned it on.
Yeah.
Like,
what happened? And you know it. If you're watching, even if someone's behind, you know.
You know.
It's not. No one's going to stop this. You're going, you already know it.
But it's so funny because it's not like we film sales. It's not like we shadow sales guys. You know what I mean? It's like they're on their own.
They're like, oh, they were in the zone.
Yeah. And it's like, you. But it's like you look and I've studied, I mean, you guys are episode 150 something, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I've interviewed and all these different top performers in our space, and you just go, you can tell that they'll turn it on and they're in a different mode. And you're like, well, what the freak? What did they do? And how do they do it? And how do they show up every day? It's one thing to have it a one day thing, but they know how to turn it on when they need it, whenever they need it. And that's what I think is a cool thing that I'm excited you guys teaching. Yeah. I'm excited to learn this technique so I can help my clients. Like, I have business owners and top reps and people I coach. And I think that, you know, geez, this is fun. This is fun for me. I don't, you know, this is like exciting.
So I want to tease. You said they're kind of
tickle them,
right?
Tickle them.
Right. So I have a very good answer to that question, really, but I'm going to save it.
They come.
I've studied why one person succeeds and one doesn't, and they have the exact same opportunity. They even have the same background. Everything's the same, but one is making $50,000 a month, the other's making $5,000. I got the answer.
Okay, door to door con 2019. I think we end on that. I mean, that's a cliffhanger. It's a cliffhanger. Get your tickets today. DDDcon.com coming up January 17th and 18th. And yeah, I'm excited you guys will be there. So this will be fun. Okay, much love. We'll see you guys.